The reading this morning is taken from John chapter 8, verses 21 to 30. Once more Jesus said to them, "I am going away, and you will look for me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come." This made the Jews ask, "Will he kill himself? Is that why he says, 'Where I go, you cannot come'?" But he continued, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be. You will indeed die in your sins." "Who are you?" they asked. "Just what I've been claiming all along," Jesus replied. "I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is reliable, and what I have heard from him, I tell the world." They didn't understand that he was telling them about his Father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him." Even as he spoke, many put their faith in him. Once more, Jesus said to them, "I am going away, and you will look for me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come." Jesus here, once again, is trying to tell the Pharisees and the Jews who he is, and why they must believe in him, sent by the Father God. Jesus is not pulling any punches here. He tells them they are sinners and will die in their sin, and because of this, they will not join Jesus in heaven. Jesus tells the Pharisees they are of this world. In today's world, many people are shaped or influenced by the world in which they live. For example, by advertising, social media, influencers, whatever they are, the desire to have what other people have, and perhaps have power and control over their lives and perhaps others. All human responses, just like the response of the Pharisees. All these are sins in my book. Yes, by all means, look at these things going on around you, but first and foremost, look to Jesus and God the Father, and do not be blinded by the modern world. In verse 27, Jesus tells them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me." Jesus is referring to his death on the cross and his resurrection. And unless we believe in these, we continue to live in sin. Through the cross and Christ's resurrection, we are rescued from sin. But first, we must turn to Jesus and God and acknowledge him. Acknowledge him as our Saviour. Look at the reading from Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 to 9. Again, The Israelites are moaning, so God punishes them with deadly snake bites. Or put another way, they are bitten by sin and then cured by the bronze snake. They're saved by God, and this is the message that Jesus gives all believers today, that we too can be saved from the sickness of sin by looking to Jesus's death on the cross. In John 3 verses 14 and 15, Jesus tells us, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. The psalm for today, Psalm 102 verses 1 to 3, is a prayer for help, a prayer for help to live a blameless life or life without sin. The rewards are Jesus's future reign on earth, when the whole world will worship God. So till then, we must live our lives with Jesus and God, worshipping and studying the Bible, safe in the knowledge of Jesus' death for the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of eternal life. That, for me, is the message of Lent. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help each one of us to live a life following the words of your Son, Jesus Christ. Keep us safe from sin and the pressures of the world in which we live. This we ask in the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.